Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. If you've ever wondered how relationships are approached from another perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. Today, our topic is commuter couples, and our tour guides are Sharon and Daryl, and Casey is here with us, too.
That's right.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, hey, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Okay, so for all the newbies out there, the ground rules are as follows. There are no right or wrong answers. Debate is welcome. Keep it clean. Keep it real. But most importantly, have fun. So on that note, let's go on and clink our neighbor to get it kicked off.
We'll go to the terms.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's down with that plan. So let's hit it. So when Casey and I got married, initially we lived in two different states for about 5 months. And that was a long time, it felt like.
Yes, it was.
It was. But some couples do it successfully for years, like Sharon and Daryl have. And today we're going to hear their story of lasting love as a longtime commuter couple. So again, welcome to the show, Sharon and Daryl. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's find out, how long have you been a commuter couple, and where do you live? Where do you split your time?
Well, I work in Dallas, Texas. I commute from Memphis to Dallas, and we're going on it'll be 17 years in January.
17 years, y'all. He said 17.
Yes.
Y'all been commuting for 17.
Huh?
That's a long time.
Daryl, you're my hero.
17 years, y'all.
Yeah.
That's a long time. So tell me a little bit about how this came to be the arrangement. How did this come to pass?
Well, I was working here in Memphis at the airport, and 2004, around October, that's when they told me that I was going to be laid off. So once they lay you off, they give you opportunity to go to different other cities and stuff. So we were hoping Miami was on there, but it wasn't. So we end up taking the choice of Dallas, which is just about an hour and 15 minute commute flight. And that's where it started. So
yeah, and being laid off was not an option. Okay. Being transferred was.
So commuting was the lesser of the evils there. Sounds like. So, okay.
Absolutely.
Number one, how long had you been together before this happened? And then number two, Sharon, how come you didn't just go?
Okay, so we have been together. We've been together a total of, 34 years? We've been together since 1987.
Yeah, November 87.
Long time, y'all.
Clean.
We've been together since 1987. Okay.
So 34 years.
So I want to say that we have been together for 17 years prior to the transfer. Yeah. We're seasoned.
I'm going to go on and say goals. That's great. So you had obviously gotten established already before this came to be, right?
So absolutely.
How did you decide not to go with him, Sharon? What went into that thought process?
Well, I own Ritzy's Florist, and so my business is pretty successful and well established. And I'm just not a housewife, okay? So, I mean, it's just so much cleaning up and folding clothes that I can do. So I just couldn't see myself being a housewife in Texas. And so we chose to raise the girls and commute. And that's what we did. But my business kept me here.
That makes a lot of sense. So you were established as a business owner here in Memphis, and that was a consideration. How old were your girls at the time?
13 and 14.
Yeah, somewhere around 13, 11, somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, they were probably 12, 13, somewhere in there. And that's the rough part.
How did they respond to the change, to the transition?
Oh, they just tried to run over me and do what they wanted to do because Daddy wasn't here. And I wasn't having it, so I packed them up and sent them out there with Daddy.
Oh, Lord.
And they stayed a year. Yeah.
They stayed 1 year with their dad because Daddy got out there and he thought he was going to live wild and free while I pulled my hair out trying to study, feed them. That was the hardest adjustment, right? It was hard for me because Daryl is a very good father. I mean, he's like a super dad, you know, get up, brush your teeth on time, get your clothes on, eat your breakfast and get to school 30 minutes early. Me, hey, get you a pop top. We running late and let's roll.
Hey, it fills the cavity. A Pop-Tart fills the cavity, Sharon. I ain't judging you, sis. I am not judging you.
It was very hard for me. And so 1 year, I got wind that Daryl and all his buddies, they were going to have a party. And so he normally books all our flights. So he thought, I don't know how to book flights. So I withdrew both of them from school. I got their transcripts. I packed their clothes. And they wanted to know, why so many clothes? I said, because you're going to stay with Daddy for a while. And I called him. I said, so they were going, all the guys were driving up to Texas. They were going to kick it. And I called him about 6 o'clock, arrival time of all of his buddies. I said, well, I just want you to know your girls are on flight 8962. Arrival time is 6 o'clock p.m.
Daryl is not laughing. You know what you did?
You know what? They actually was welcome because, hey, didn't nothing stop. You know, I welcome them in and we were.
Oh, he wasn't like that at first. He was like, what am I supposed to do? How am I going to comb their hair? I said, I don't know. You'll get it. Put a little ponytail. But he did well. He adjusted well. And but they wanted to be with Mom.
But they stayed there with him for years.
They couldn't wait to get back. Every Thursday, they were packing to come back Friday. Soon as they got out of school or put them on the plane, they were back. But the thing about it was that the advantage to commuting, working with the airlines, I could come home every week, you know, and it wasn't like I had to drive every week. So that's the good advantage of that. And, you know, shortly after that, I started working like, we call it a CS, which we change schedules on shifts. So my off days was Sunday, Monday. So I could change schedule with someone. I work for them like Tuesday and Wednesday. They'll work for me Thursday and Friday. So I was actually off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, which I still do some of that today. You know, I could go down, work 3 days and be back home for 4 days. Yeah. And one time I had it where I could go down there and work 2 days and I was on the plane coming back.
Nice.
It was fun to see him come and it was fun to see him go.
Say more about that. Why? Did you get comfortable having your space? Tell me, what were some of the good things about the commuting situation?
Well, because I knew he was coming home. And then Daryl is a very trustful person. I've never not trusted him. Never, never, ever, ever not trusted him. He's never violated me to make me not trust him. So that wasn't an issue for me, trust. It was already there. And 17 years, you know, I was like, hey, this sounds like this is going to be a pretty cool thing, you know? And so, so it was kind of like, hey, deuces, I'm going to see you when you get back. When you're coming back Thursday. So he would be at home 4 days. He would be gone 3 days. You know, mm-hmm. I think the most, so I really enjoyed it. And I didn't, it wasn't like I would get out and party because I'm not, I don't get out and party. I pick and choose my parties. But I could do things like paint, create, I had some me time, you know? And I'm sure he had some him time. Did you?
Not really, because I was always at work. I was at work from 5:30 in the morning to 10:30 at night. Then when I get off, I go home. About half hour later, I'm asleep. Then I'm right back up at 4:30. So, you know, it was a quick turnaround. And so, you know, I'm like work and then get on the plane, come home. So that's basically what it was. And when I first got down there, I was, you know, Sharon really was against moving to Dallas, you know, like that. She didn't like Dallas. And
I sure did. I hated that.
And now I got to pry away from there.
Yeah, I literally, it was like asparagus to me, you know, and I had to really grow out of that.
What do you mean it was like asparagus?
Well, like when I first saw asparagus, I was like, I don't like that. I don't like that. I never even tasted, okay? Not to like it. And then when I tasted, I was like, oh, I want some asparagus. Let's go get some asparagus, you know? And that was the way I was about Dallas. I just didn't like Dallas. I thought it was hot. I thought it was everything. I thought it was racist. I thought it was just not. I thought it was the cowboy place. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't like it. And then I remember what made me like it.
Oh, no. I had two different apartments. I stayed in hotels and I got tired of that. You know, each week you go back and you're in a different hotel like that. So I got two different apartments and stuff.
I didn't like that.
So when I got that second time, when I started doing the hotels, well, I got tired of it again. So down in Las Colinas, what happened was I took over Las Colinas to Lake Carolyn where, you know.
I was so excited. I remember we were at a spa and Daryl said to me, I have somewhere to show you. And I was like, okay, we have been talking about me moving to Dallas. And I was still like, I don't like asparagus. I don't care what you show me. And so he was like, you're going to really like this place. And the crazy part of it, when I would visit him, I would go to this park on Riverside in Texas and I would write. But I saw canals, but I never saw the lake, okay? And then 5 years later, he said, I want to take you to this place, and I want you to just give me a chance. And he says, I said, well, is there water? And he says, yes. I said, okay. I said, if there's water, I'll give it a chance. So we went, and I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Where did this come from? Oh my God. I was like, let's get married today. It was like wanting to get married all over again. I was just, oh, I was so happy. And I was like, so do we get an apartment or condo or something over here by the lake? And he was like, well, let's go look. And we went and looked, and they were pretty expensive, and I was pretty concerned. And he was like, we're going to do it. I'm like, we're going to do it. He said, yeah. And oh, my God. So the first year, we moved across the street from the lake.
Okay.
And then he was like, it's too high. About 3 years later, it's too expensive. You know, I spent over $50,000 just on renting an apartment across the street from the lake. And I'm not signing another lease. I was like, well, what are you going to do? He said, he was packing up and it was over. I said, God did not tell me that. That ain't what God told me. I said, what you going to do with my clothes? He said he was going to put my clothes in storage. I said, oh no, dude, that you ain't going to do. That ain't you going to do. So, I mean, I told him, I said, this is grounds for a divorce. You're talking about taking my lifestyle backwards? Really? I said, no, that ain't happening. Mm-mm. So we didn't talk for about 2 days. And then I caught the plane. Like, he think I don't know how to book my own flights. I booked another flight. And I called my friend. And I said, girl, I think it's going to go down. Because if he got my clothes in storage, it's going to be a problem. And I got to Dallas. And he was like, I got somewhere I want you to look at. I said, I don't want to see. I don't like asparagus. I don't want to see. No. And the next day, he took me. And so he had got me a place on the lake. Ah!
Well, upgrade, quit your neighbor. See, happy wife, happy life, I hear. Sounds like that's true.
Yeah, I think because I threatened him. But I was so happy. Okay. And I love it, y'all.
A threat is good. Kill a party by sending kids as the party is about to start. Clothes in storage, better not do it. What else are some of the terms of your arrangement?
I come there often. I have learned to tell Ritzy's, okay, I have a husband and I am going to be with my husband. I'll call you back. But deuces, I am going to be with my husband. And I love being there. I'm happy. It's my happy place. It's my happy place. Yeah.
Do you have like a regular schedule that you maintain for back and forth, or is it play it by ear? How do you do that?
We just get go, you know, because my schedule is really flexible because we do CSs. And like I say, if I don't want to work, I can put my schedule up on a WhatsApp and people will pick it up and, you know, give away days or pick up days or something like that. So it's real flexible. You know, I can create a vacation anytime, you know, if I want to give away a month of work, as long as somebody pick it up, you know, I'm out of there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and then, you know, it's a plus staying where we stay because the train run from the airport straight through the apartments where we stay at, and it goes all out throughout Dallas. So it's a good advantage. It's really nice when we're there.
It's a very wealthy area. Very wealthy. Most people there, they have money. There's not any racism. I feel no racism. Everybody understand if you can pay over here, you can play over here. It is gorgeous. I feel safe. I literally will get up at 2 a.m. and walk around the lake. I feel very safe. We do so many childish things there because it's just so fun. It's like living on a resort. And I just can't wait to get back to it, you know. But when we're here, it's like hard work.
Yeah.
And, you know, with us trying to get this location together for Airbnb and to really flip this property over to income, then I do miss him when he leaves because he's like painting, I'm like cutting in. He's rolling the paint, I'm cutting in. If he's cutting the yard, I'm back. And we just the yin and the yang, you know. So a part of me now when he leaves, stop. You know, like I'm trying to bring a dresser down four flights of stairs because he's not here. So the dresser, I know. So it stays upstairs.
It slices across the floor and scratches it.
So, you know, I truly... I like, but see, ain't this pretty? He like, yeah, but we got to scratch.
And they're like, look, it took me 3 months to do these floors.
Well, now, one disadvantage of it is that, you know, when I'm not here, if I was here every day, I could get more accomplished, you know, as far as, you know, things around here that I need to do and everything. So that kind of slows things up. But, you know, when I'm here, that's when I get busy. So actually, I go to work to get some rest.
He often says that he goes to work.
I do. I go to work. That's why I get rest at work. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay, so we're in our last few minutes. I want to ask you, what is your advice to any couples who are in a commuter situation with their mate? What would you want them to know about how to make it work?
Well, you know, our number one thing is spiritual. You know, we got a spiritual connection, and we pray every morning like at 7:15, and we ask God to protect us, protect our home, and be a fence around us, and, you know, protect our health, and just, that's every day.
Every day.
And believe it or not, it does work. And it's real strength for us. And it, you know, it makes our faith stronger and our belief stronger. So that helps a whole lot. That's actually the number one thing that's really the key to us, you know, doing this for so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good advice. I don't know if I should clink my neighbor on, but I'm gonna go on and do that. It seems weird to drink.
We're drinking communion.
I appreciate that. Thanks for that advice. And Sharon, in the last minute, I want to give you a chance to tell us how the listeners can connect to your business. You talked about Ritzy Florist. Tell us how people can find you.
Well, you can Google Ritzy, but spell it correctly. It's spelled R-I-T-Z-E-E. And it's florist and interior designs. You can call me 901-525-1645. I am by appointments, but that doesn't mean that you can't get an appointment. It just means you need to let me know you're on your way because I may be in Dallas. So most of my clients know that, you know, but yeah, just 901-525-1645. You can call me or, you know, hey. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Sharon. And by the way, a quick plug for Sharon. She did our bridal bouquet. So
yes,
the
did.
Picture that you see in our show logo was actually done by Ricky Flores. Shout out to Sharon for that. Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us tonight, Sharon and Daryl, for sharing your precious time together with us and telling us how to do this long distance thing. And definitely let's get together sometime when y'all are in town so we can do our double date.
Date night.
Yes. Y'all got a show coming up so we can come.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You're gonna be jammed.
Oh yeah, for sure, that's right. So again, I want to thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight, Sharon and Daryl. And Casey, although you were pretty quiet, I mean, I think we were taking notes.
Yes, we were.
It was tough for us for those 5 months, let me tell you.
I had to remind her that fall does not start in December.
A whole nother story. I'll tell you offline. It's our
hashtag. Yeah, that's a whole part two.
So, Casey, thank you also for producing the show. Thank you for the theme music. Now you can listen to the show at your leisure by following Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on 8 major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and Spotify. Yes, click your neighbor so you can listen whenever you want to. Download it and check it out. Please subscribe and support if you like what you hear, and please share your thoughts with us. Remember to follow us on social media. On Facebook, it's Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. Instagram is at Just Princess Robin. Thanks for joining us. And remember, regardless of what the roadmap says, you've got to follow your own heart. Until next week, smooches.